The name is William Lockwood.
The only way to make any sort of statement is to file an affidavit. But, you know, I'm not really running a campaign. I'm actually quite surprised at people even being interested. It's literally just one person saying, we need progressive democratic values, and I can't vote for this candidate.
This candidate is Jack Eaton. He says he's not surprised a write-in candidate popped up, but in the interest of voters, he wishes there would have been some engagement.
He really hasn't presented a platform. He hasn't really debated in public what his priorities are compared to what my priorities are. And so it just seems as if he's trying to take advantage of a low voter turnout to surprise the voters. And I don't think that that's the way that an election should be conducted, but, you know, that was his choice.
Eaton says Fourth Ward voters have made it clear to him what council should be focused on.
Running in the primary, I went door-to-door, and I talked to, you know, more than 1,000 voters. And what I consistently heard was a desire for the city to focus on the basic services and the essential infrastructure of the city. You know, our roads are terrible. Out in some of the neighborhoods in the Fourth Ward, there's neighborhood flooding during severe storms. There are instances of sewage backup. Residents want government to do their fundamental tasks before they get into big projects and subsidizing business.
Lockwood contends that is not the progressive democratic vision the city requires to build a sustainable future, and in fact may not be aligned with any sort of democratic position.
You get people running in the Democratic primary who are running in the Democratic primary but aren't really Democrats. And that's a problem in what is essentially a one-party town.
But Jack Eaton says he is exactly what he professes to be.
Well, I'm a card-carrying Democrat. I've belonged to the Democratic Party for a long time, even while the Ann Arbor Democratic Party was having a little conflict with our state party and didn't like what the state party was doing. I was a member of the state party. I have consistently supported Democratic candidates. I think this is a silly issue to raise. I'm not a Republican.
These kinds of contentions have been an undercurrent throughout the campaign season, as city council is perceived to be split into two factions. Mayor John Hiefje and those considered to be aligned with his vision push an agenda of greater urban density, continued support of tax increment financing dedicated to the Downtown Development Authority, and a commitment to greater investment in public transportation beyond just increased bus service. Councilman Stephen Kunzelman will be a mayoral candidate in 2014 and has led an alternative view that city spending needs to be much more focused on basic services, such as public safety, water, and sewer infrastructure. And those more closely aligned with Kunzelman, like Jack Eaton, also believe downtown development in the city has to have limits and must preserve the neighborhood feel of the town.
I believe you have to start out with the fundamentals. We've neglected our stormwater system for 15 years, and as a result, we're seeing these horrible flood circumstances in some neighborhoods. There were people kayaking in the street earlier this year during a severe storm. That's not good government. So you have to establish the basic trust between the taxpayer and the government before you get into adventuresome planning and you know, wild ideas.
As for the outcome on Tuesday, Lockwood has no illusion that he will win.
I'm unable to vote for the only candidate on the ballot for the Ward 4 seat on the Ann Arbor City Council. In conversation with several others who felt the same, I agreed to file the affidavit to have votes cast for me as a write-in to be counted. I am just one person standing silently for progressive democratic values with no expectation that I will receive more than my single vote.
Eaton, on the other hand, does expect to win, and with a potential power shift on council in place, he sees the need to follow up on what happened after the last election cycle.
For the first time in as long as I can remember, the city set priorities for its budget deliberations. And because they actually came to an agreement on what the priorities were going to be, they started adding firefighters and police officers. It's a matter of using the scarce resources you have on those items that you place the most importance on. There's money there to do the things that need to be done if we focus on setting priorities and following those priorities.
David Fair, WEMU News.